You guys have time to read the notes? No? I spent a lot of time to write it all. So you have time, please read it. And, you know, some sisters spend a lot of time to edit proofreading for me. So after I read the book of Genesis, if you got time, you can finish reading the notes. So this section I will focus on the life of Rachel and Jacob. Huh? Let's turn to the Bible. Genesis chapter 35, verse 20. 35 verse 20.
And Jacob set a pillar on her grave, which is the pillar of Rachel's grave to this day.
Jacob set a pillar for Rachel till this. That pillar exists till this day. What day? The day when Moses wrote this book, right? Is that right? So till these days. Actually, this is current day's Rachel's tomb. If you go to Jerusalem nowadays, when you are almost going to arrive in Bethlehem, you will see that buildings. And inside it's supposed to be Rachel's tomb. And on Rachel's tomb, of course, this is a guessing place. This is not exactly. But the place is about the same, huh? Because the Bible recorded it's nearby Bethlehem. Huh? Nearby Bethlehem. And when Jacob do that, he set up a pillar. How many pillars Jacob set up in his life? Anybody? If you read the book of Genesis, make it as a homework? If you know the answer, then it's not a homework. Someone. Save your peers. How many pillars Jacob set up in his life? Anyone? Yes. Three, that's right. Which three? Wow, you save your peers. How do you know? It's a memory, that's good. But I saw that you are lying. you are kidding, we are kidding. Okay, so it's in the note. Read the notes. There are three pillars. Remember when Jacob asleep nearby Bethel, he had a dream? After he wake up from the dream, oh, he realized that this is the temple of God, gate to heaven. Therefore, he set up pillars and put oil on it. And then to show that, you know, this is the temple of God. Second pillar that he did is that, actually, they piled it up. It is when his father-in-law, his uncle, come to try to find the household idols, try to hurt Jacob. But later on, God appeared to his uncle at night, before the following day. If God did not appear to Reuben, that particular night, all Jacob's possessions could be gone, because Reuben says, oh, don't you know I have power to harm you? Indeed, his father-in-law indeed had power to harm Jacob. Huh? But later on, because God appeared to him, talked to him, you shall not say this and that to Jacob. Huh? Don't do this and that to Jacob. So he was scared. Therefore, they make peace. Huh? The appealer and talk to each other. From now on, you shall never pass this to the north, and he will never go down to the south to hurt one another. So it's a mark of peace. And then third pillar, actually is a, how do you call it? A monument. It's a monument. Actually, this pillar over here, according to some article I read, right? Some people use 11 stones to set up a pillar, so to pile up pillars. This is according to, I don't know. The Bible never said he used 11 stones, right? But people are saying that Jacob could use it, could have used 11 stones to set up a pillar. Why 11 stones? Because Israel have 12 sons at that time. 12 sons excluded Benjamin. Benjamin was born and Rachel died. That's what they say. I don't know if it's true or not for your reference. But so how many of you ever been to a cemetery like Arlington National Park? Okay. Punchbowl in Hawaii. One. Punchbowl is also a very famous cemetery. When I first went to Argentina, joined the first NYTS in Argentina, because it was my first time in Argentina, therefore they bring me to see the city. First stop was a cemetery. You know why? Because there is a very famous cemetery. Do you remember this song called Argentina, Don't Cry For Me? The wife of Perón? Do you know that lady? Argentina, Don't Cry For Me. You know that lady? Her tomb was inside. So we, go to see the tomb. It's all beautiful house anyway. And anyway, so what is this pillar, this tomb pillar for? I think this tomb pillar tell us three things. It talk about the love of Jacob, and talk about the life of Rachel, and talk about the end of love. You know, a pillar, right? You set a pillar for when your parents die. You set a pillar for your parents. What does it mean? You really love your parents, right? Now Jacob set a pillar for Rachel. It really tell about how Jacob loved Rachel. Jacob indeed loved Rachel very much. Let's read Genesis chapter 29. Genesis 29. Genesis 29. Verse. Let's read the conclusion first. Verse 20.
Verse 20, so Jacob served 7 years yet Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her.
It's deep love, you say? Deep love? Only love? Any translation say deep love? No? No translation? Profound love? Deep love? Chinese translation says sen ai, deep love for her. So, if you recall the story, right? Jacob run away from his brother Esau. Jacob, in how many of you understand Mandarin? Let me decide if I should speak Mandarin or not. Okay? If you understand Mandarin, do you know there's a new term called 宅男? 宅男. 宅男 means a household boy. Household boy means what? This guy do not like sports. This guy do not like social. This guy only like what? Video game. And play video game at home all the time, right? Not just a video game. It means like he do not like to go out. He's a homeboy. Hey, what is homeboy? How come you are laughing? What is homeboy? Huh? What is homeboy? I don't know. I just said I don't know what is homeboy. Okay, Nita, you interpret for me what is homeboy. Anyway, Jacob was kind of household boy or homeboy. I don't know. Homeboy, does it eat a lot or something? I don't know. Anyway, so he never went out, and his brother tried to kill him, right? So he got to run away for his life. It's a long journey. I think if you look at nowadays map, it's go across to Syria from nowadays Syria. Go across to the country. And for him, it's a very hard journey. That's why he was very scared. He was very scared. That's why God appeared to him on Bethel to comfort him, right? Now, let's read 29 verse 9 to 12. 29 verse 9 to 12.
9. Now, while he was still speaking with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she was shepherdess. 10. And it came to pass when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother,
and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near and rolled the stone from the well's mouth and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother.
11.
Then Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept.
Lift up his voice and wept. How many of you like see your cousin or your nephew or your far distant relative and you saw her and you started to cry? Lift up a voice or very loud. Oh. Not like this. Oh. Not like this. Oh. Just lift up a voice. Really? Lift up a voice. How many of you do that? Huh? How many? Boys. How many of you ever cried in your life before? Raise your hand. Not baby time. Oh. In your memory, you know that you ever cried. Okay? Andy, why do you cry? You got bad scores? Bad school grade? Are you Andy? You're not Andy. What is your name? Hey, what is your name? What's your name? Kevin. Oh, sorry, Kevin. Kevin, why do you cry? Huh? You don't want to talk about it. Okay. You know, it's not easy for a boy to cry. Hey, John, why do you cry? Huh? At your wedding? At your wedding? Wow. See, all the sisters love that. So you better cry on your wedding, okay? Cry is pour out your emotion, right? Jacob really, I think, can you imagine that he's a homeboy? What is homeboy? He's a household boy, okay? Never go out. And now it's a long journey, right? And very scared and very lonely. And suddenly he's able to see one of the relatives. And he remember the father say, oh, before he go, the father say, you go to your uncle, go to your uncle's house, find a sister to get married. He always remember that words, right? So when you go, probably this is his mind. Do you know, some people say he was already 70 years old at that time. I do not know if it is right or not, but they have some calculation. They calculate back, anyway, this is another story. So he's not a young boy anymore. He's like, you know, he was not married. So he pour out his own emotion. Huh? A lot of time, you know, it is true. If you really pull out your heart to an opposite sex, right? It's too young. You are too young to do this, okay? Now, when you graduate, right? There's a chance, right? You godly date a sister, right? Godly, okay? Then you happen to pull out your heart to that sister. Or you happen to pour out your heart to that brother. Usually pour out your heart, you will knit the heart together. Knit, right? The heart will knit together. Huh? Two ways that two people's heart will knit together. Number one, you pour out your heart and the other person seems to be very interesting to look at you and have sympathy on you, right? If you pour out your heart to that person is, young, do not show any interest. That means your heart is not knitting, right? But if the person is like, wow, looking at you, and wow, you are very sorrowful, very pitiful, oh, keep looking. That means your heart is knitting together, right? This is one way. When you go have godly dating with brother and sister, you can do that, right? Second way is take adventure together, right? For example, go to a magic mountain in Disneyland, right? When you take the roller coaster ride together, you. I'm scared. Oh, don't scare. And taking adventure will also knit your heart together, okay? But not now, okay? So when you post NYTS, don't do that, okay? No touch. Brother with brother only, okay? So you can see, he cried, lift up his voice and cried, pour his emotion. And later on, he really loved, the Bible, we just read it. He deeply loved Rachel. Just read it again, please.
Verse 20. So Jacob served 7 years yet Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him.
If you have love, 7 years is like a few days. Maybe now you love a sister over here. Not love. Can I say love? You know, maybe you like a sister or brother over here. Really, do not say anything right now because you don't know if your feeling is going to be changed. You shall keep this to yourself. So I remember several years ago, maybe it was last year, somebody told me that. Somebody shared a story with me, then I shared with a member. He said that when the first year you come to NYTS, you see some brother or sister you really like, right? What do you do? Number one, right? Never ever tell that person, right? Number two, you pray that next year he will come or she will come again. Is that right? And thank God next year he come again, right? What do you do? Number one, never ever tell that person, right? Number two, you pray that person can truly come again, right? The following year, right? Again, I don't know what is that. Yeah, maybe truly come again. And if he truly come again, what do you do? You're going to graduate maybe at the third year, right? Again, never tell that person. And what do you do? You tell Sister Zhou about it. I like that sister. What do I do next? Anyway. But Jacob keep waiting for 7 years. 7 years is quite long. 7 years is from high school to college. Right? High school to college, right? Is it true? High school to college. It's quite long. High school to college for him is only several days because he have love inside. You know, in these 7 years, even though they live quite close to one another, I believe Jacob never touched Rachel. How do I know? Because in the wedding day, the father did not send Rachel over. The father sent Leah over at the wedding night, right? Now, even though at that time it could be dark, but when Jacob touched Rachel, right, he cannot tell the difference. Is it Rachel's hand or Leah's hand? He did not know. Only when it comes to daytime, he is able to tell. Now tell me that they maintain a holiness before they got married. So it's very important. Before you got married, you should practice abstinence. Abstinence is very, very important. Love. According to Jacob, when he talked to his uncle, the life he described in his uncle's house, he said, 白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜. Meaning that at daytime they got scorching sun, heat. At nighttime they were what? Fleas? Not fleas. Not snow, but you know, you can see some white stuff. Frost, right? Frost. Pronounce it again. Frost. So can you imagine that Jacob was a very responsible person? He said, can you imagine he had many sheep, but he never allowed a mother sheep miscarry a baby. This guy is very diligent and responsible. You know, every mother sheep try to give a baby, he will be there, make sure no miscarriage. That's why he talked to Pharaoh, my life is short and evil. Short and evil. But not in these 7 years. These 7 years, why? He has a strong love toward this lady. Really, if you have a love toward one lady, sometimes your life will be very meaningful. Even though the daytime is still very hot, nighttime seldom sleep, right? But whenever he saw Rachel from a distance, it's as if he can eat some ice cream in the hot summertime. Rachel is like ice cream, right? Like nighttime, there's frost, right? It feel very hard, right? But when you think about Rachel, it's like he covered a what? Warm blanket, right? It's that kind of feeling. Love give feeling for people. Significance for people. There are some people who live in concentration camp. Many people die, but few survive. How do they survive? Because they keep meditating about their beloved ones in their family. So some people like to suicide, right? Some brothers say, I want to suicide. Life is have no meaningless, right? Please, no suicide, okay? No suicide. No suicide. It's a sin, no? It's a killing. It's a sin. Now, this brother testified, he wanted a suicide in Canada, NYTS, right? But he think about his mother. So when he like put out a gun to himself, but then I think, if I die, my mother will cry and cry and cry. And you like, you can sense the love of the mother, so you put the gun down, right? So really, love can make a person, even though he was very painful, to survive in the painful situation. That is Jacob. He truly loved Rachel. Now, what is the difference between love and, how do you call it? And crush? You call it crush? Or desire? Or how do you call it? Crush? Fleshly desire. You call it crush? How do you call it? Lust. Yes, yes. Thank you. Thank you. I'm looking for that word. What's the difference between love and lust? Like, lust. Whoever got married already, raise your hand. Yeah. Besides John, only one. So John, what is the difference between love and lust? Reverence. Forever. Okay. And lust is for a moment. Huh? For that minute, for the second. Thank you. Who else? Who else like to share what is love? And Alicia, what is love and what's the difference between love and lust? Love is from the heart. Lust is from the homes. Can I copy that in the future? It's a very cute saying. Okay. Brother, what is love difference between love and lust? Chuan Yi. Difference between love and lust. Chuan Yu. Sorry. Love is you will die for somebody, and lust, you will let them die. after they have no use, you will let them die. Really, lust and love is so different. A lot of times you feel like you like a sister or you like a brother. It may not be love. Love is long-suffering. If you can truly wait for a person for a long time, that is truly love. If you feel like I just want to occupy her or him at this moment, that is for sure not love at all. It's fleshly desire. It's called lust. Oh. And human being has lust because human being have animal instinct. Instinct. Is that right? Oh. So, but that's why you need to pray. You need to pray and overcome that animal's instinct. Oh. So brother and sister, you should be very careful when you are alone. I keep telling you, maybe you trust some brother or you trust some sister. You know that he's a good brother. You fast 3 days and 3 nights, he will never do wrong, right? But if you invite him to your room alone, you are stirring up his animal instinct. Really. I mean, maybe that fasting prayer, the power may be gone already. So you should know the rules and have good time together, right? When you have group of people having godly fun, nothing wrong, right? But again, you got to know what is love and what is lust. Oh. Jacob, when he loved Rachel, that kind of love did not change. Even Rachel, a lot of time here, Rachel is a very temperate sister, 很会发脾气的小姐. Nowadays, if we use Chinese, it's a 恰伯伯的女人. Really, she is very, very, she always is very temperate. She's like a very emotional lady. Later on, we'll share. Actually, I did not find any good virtue on Rachel. That's me. I don't know, maybe you can find some good virtues on Rachel. But anyway, even though Rachel is not as good as a person can think of, Jacob never changed his love toward Rachel. Never. Huh? Not because Jacob never changed his love toward Rachel, even though Rachel cannot have a baby at the beginning. Jacob never changed his love toward Rachel, even after Rachel died. How do I know that? Really, I mean, you know, I don't have time to flip to many Bible verses, otherwise I cannot finish them. Like, if you think about this, actually, God favored Leah more than Rachel. That's why God keep giving Leah babies, right? Hope that Jacob can love Rachel, right? Leah, sorry. Hope that Jacob can love Leah, right? But in Jacob's heart, only one person. How do you know? When Judah, his son, was talking to Joseph, at that time he did not know Joseph was his brother. He only knew he's a prime minister. He talked to Joseph, my father tell us that he only have two sons. And my father said his wife bear him two sons. In Jacob's heart, in Judah's heart, the father only have one wife and only have two sons. Every brother know, because in his eyes, only have Joseph and Benjamin. Everybody can go out and die. Only Benjamin cannot go out and die. You know, if you read the Bible, you know very clearly. So you can see Jacob's heart, his love toward Rachel, even was not changing after Rachel died. It was not changing. Even God, it seems like God favored Leah more than Rachel. His love is not changing. So it made me think, indeed, in this life, in this earth, some people have that kind of persistent, true love, very strong love to a person. Let's turn to Song of Solomon, chapter 8. Song of Solomon, chapter 8. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 6 and 7. Maybe just verse 7. Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse 7.
Many waters cannot quench love, nor can the floods drown it. If a man would give for love all the wealth of his house, it would be utterly despised.
Love, the water cannot quench it. Nobody can use property to exchange for love. In this world, sometimes I hear some also very touching story about people's love. I read a story recently. There was a dean of a department of a university in Colombia. His wife, they are all getting old. His wife is sick. Of course, they arrange some people to take care of his wife, right? But one day when he was helping his wife, his wife cannot take care of herself anymore. To take off her clothes and losing her clothes. And so see all the skin is very, very bad. He was debating if she should keep his own job or quit his job, you know, take early retirement to take care of the wife. At that moment, suddenly he think about his vow of marriage, right? Marriage vow. He said marriage vow is what? For good time and for bad time. For sick and for health. Suddenly, he made determination, no more jobs, job quit, enough. I shall dedicate my full time to take care of my wife. So really, I mean, a lot of time you can see people really show sincere love toward their spouse, even over than their personal career or personal ambitions. That is about this tomb, this pillar, can talk about Jacob's love. Now this pillar, like you rake up a pillar, and this pillar is on the Rachel's tomb. Of course, when you look at this pillar, you will think about this person's life. What kind of life does Rachel have? Actually, we just read it, right? Andrew read already, right? He said when Jacob first meet Rachel, what kind of job she has? Shepherdess, right? So she is a professional woman. Maybe like in our day, she could be accountant or whatever. But at that time, very common job, shepherdess, right? And why does Jacob love her so much? Let's read 29 verse 17.
29 verse 17. Leah had weak eyes, but Rachel was lovely in form and beautiful.
Loving and form and appearance, right? What is form? 身材, right? So his form is very lovely, right? And appearance is also lovely, right? So in today's term, she's like a model, right? All the model is beautiful in homes and appearance, right? Forms form, and appearance. And how about Leah? Leah is weak in her eyes, right? What do you mean by weak in her eyes? I think Leah, the word Leah means tired. Why the parents named her tired? I think when the baby was born, right, her eyes must be very small. Maybe one line, right? One line eyes. And this lady, this baby is always tired. Always tired. Okay, so your name is tired. Leah means tired. That's what the Bible says. Her eyes weak, right? So I think he has very small eyes. That's what I think, right? And Rachel is beautiful. That's why, huh? Brethren, I know many of you, right, only like beautiful sister. Very few of you can appreciate beautiful inside, but not necessarily outside, right? Because you are too young, right? Yeah, I don't know how to say. Sometimes when I try to do matchmaking, right, I'm not very good matchmaker. So if you want to go for matchmaker, don't come to me, call to Sister Chow, right? Yeah. But I try, right? I also try, right? I sometimes ask brother, hey, brother, which sister do you like? Brother A will say, Sister A, right? I ask brother B, which one do you like? Sister A, right? Brother C, which one do you like? Sister A, right? I say, wow, Sister A is so popular. How about B and C? Why? Because Sister A is like Rachel, right? Beautiful in forms and appearance. Like, oh, many brothers like that. But I know when I was young, I was like that too, so I won't blame you, right? But now since I'm old, 耐看比好看更重要. 耐看啊, 耐看就是, there's a word say that read you 1,000 times and never get sick, right? Read you 1,000 times. 读你千遍也不厌倦. Read you 1,000 times, I won't get tired. A person maybe sees not very beautiful, but you can read her and you don't feel tiresome. Some people are very beautiful, but 不耐看. Some people are very beautiful, but very samba, right? You know what is samba? No? 3-8. Some people are very beautiful, but very silly, okay? Very... Rachel seems beautiful, but to me, let's continue talking, Rachel. Oh, forget about it. But I'm saying that, yeah, why Jacob loved Rachel? Because she's beautiful, period. No, but this girl, right, she did not have a virtue at all. Let's read chapter 30, verse 1.
Now when Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said to Jacob, give me children or else I die.
It's very emotional word. Give me children or else I will die. I die, so you can see how I die for you. This is very, very emotional. This is not... Some sisters... Not you, lah, huh? Not you. Some sisters are very beautiful, but very immature. Even though they are 30 years of age, they talk like a kid. Give me this, otherwise I will die. What kind of sister is this? She was jealousy toward her sister, not because her husband do not love her. You know what? What a lady, the most lucky lady is that you have a husband who loves you so much. This lady owed the whole love of her husband, but she never got satisfied. She still want to compete with other people. Actually, her sister got nothing, only got the love from God, and did not got very little from the husband. But because she do not have baby, and her sister have baby, she don't have, so her sister have, so she have envy, jealousy to her sister. This is very... And not only that, because my time is running out, so I got to go fast. Chapter 30, verse 8.
Then Rachel said, with great wrestlings I have wrestled with my sister, and indeed I have prevailed. So she called his name Naphtali.
I wrestled with my sister greatly. Another translation. I wrestled with the great and with my sister. What does it mean? I wrestled with God and with my sister. Remember when God talked to Jacob, right? you win over, 你与神跟人交流，你都得胜。 You wrestle with God and man, and you win over, right? Jacob has this kind of story, right? Now, Rachel also like to wrestle with God because he did not have a baby, yeah? It's also, that's why he used a man to get a baby. Wrestle with God and with the sisters, like to compete. Whenever you have a jealousy heart, you like to compete, right? Many talented and gifted sisters, huh? Not you, lah, huh? Or maybe you, I don't know. If it is you, I don't know, lah, huh? Even though they got very good grade, though, but very immature. They know how to get good grade, but they do not know how to behave as a person. Oh. They know how to take tests, but they do not know how to deal with people. I hope you are not like that kind of person. Oh. Even brother, the same thing. Oh. You should be IQ good. Your emotional quality also should be good. How to be polite, how to be a decent person. Huh? Now, like, especially a lot of beautiful and gifted person, right? They always like to be number one. Just like this girl. If I cannot get it, I would be jealous. I'll be angry. I will try to get it. Huh? Try to fight to be the number one. Many of you, when you are little kids, you think you are somebody. You like to compete with other people. At that time, you are so proud. You are so immature, actually. But when you grow, you should learn that is not right in the eyes of God. I still remember, I don't blame you because I was not like too, right? I still remember when I was a little kid in elementary school. At that time, nobody know what is blood test, right? Blood test of A, O, and stuff, right? And before the test, because I think I was somebody, right? At that time, I was very silly and very immature and very disgusted boy, right? So I told my friends, I don't need to test. I know I got A. My blood type must be A because I know A is better than O, right? This so immature and very stupid, a very stupid kid that I was, right? Because the competition heart is very strong. You like to win all the time. Do you need to win all the time? If you like to win all the time, you will be a very painful person. If you will always cry when you do not get A, you are a very pitiful person. Really. You can be good in your school, no problem. But sometimes, if you do not do good, hey, that is life, right? Sometimes you're good, sometimes you're bad. Even though you are good in your school's grade, doesn't mean you are good in everything, right? And if you are that kind of concept, you will honor people who maybe not as good academically, but maybe they are very good in the other field. You will respect and honor the other people. Then you don't feel like, oh, everything I got to be number one. I'm always number one. One day, you've always had that mentality, always only number one. One day, you go to a very prestigious school, right? Everybody is so good. You realize you are only a normal person. Then you drop down very badly. Many people commit suicide because of that. Cornell. I overheard Cornell University. There was a cliff. Many of you go to Cornell over here? No? Cornell University is famous for suiciding. I think it's not the best school. Right? It's a very good school, right? But when you go there, everybody is so good that you are not doing good, then you jump, right? In this world, I noticed one thing. All the kids who think they are smarter than anyone else, they commit suicide. All the kids that think they are the lowest level of the world, they will all go out and kill other people. This is true, isn't it? If you think, oh, I am nobody, I am so lowly, right? You can start a hairdresser, then you go out and start to shoot people. This is like gangster, right? And some people commit suicide because, oh, you think you are so great, suddenly you feel like you are not as great. This is all very extreme. This is all wrong mentality. You should look at yourself properly according to God. Rachel was beautiful. Everybody liked her, but her heart was too papa. Always like to compete. The worst thing is that she did not have God in her life. This is worst things. Let's turn to chapter 31, verse 19. You might come to church, y'all, all the time, but you may not have the knowledge of God. Chapter 31, verse 19.
Now Laban had gone to share his sheep, and Rachel had stolen the household's idol that her that were her father's.
Okay, 32.
And Jacob stole away, unknown to Laban the Syrian, in that he did not tell him that he intended to flee.
So, you see, Rachel steal the house guard, household guard, and run away, right? So Laban come here to try to look for them back, right? But what did Rachel steal it? What did Rachel do to those idols? Verse 33.
And Laban went into Jacob's tent, into Leah's tent, and into the two maids' tent, but he did not find them. Then he went out of Leah's tent and entered Rachel's tent.
34.
Now Rachel had taken the household idols, put them in the camel saddle, and sat on them. And Laban searched all about the tent, but did not find them.
35.
And she said to her father, "Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise before you, for the manner of women is with me." And he searched, but did not find the household idols.
Rachel not only steal the household idol, he lied to her father, right? And if she truly respect her God, how come he sit her God under her butt, right? And pretend that she has, let me be more frank, right? Her period, and told her father, "I'm sorry, today I'm not convenient. Can I get up?" Right? But actually, that stuff is under her butt. So Rachel lied to the father. Do not know this one true God. You can be anything, any person in this world, but if you do not know this one true God, really, you have no blessing from God. Later on, Rachel did not receive any blessing from God. You know, Jacob says, if you find these idols in anybody's place, that the person die. Actually, Rachel died very early in her life. So, brother, I will share the teachings with you. Do not be like Rachel, only have our appearance, and do not have the knowledge of God. Let's read. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 22.
As a ring of gold in a swine's snout, so is a lovely woman who lacks discretion.
Who lacks discretion, huh? A beautiful woman without knowledge of God, actually. Discretion in my translation is knowledge, huh? It's like a ring on the pig's, golden ring on the pig's nose. Have you ever seen a golden ring on pig's nose? It's very improper fit, right? It's not properly fitted. Let's read Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. Proverbs 3, 13 to 18. I need someone to read very quickly. 13 to 18, read quickly.
Let me sister read because I can hear the voice better. Voice is a little bit
more. Happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gains understanding, but her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain is than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and her paths are peace.
This is the wisdom. This is knowledge. This, your right hand, you have longevity. In your left hand, you have riches, and the peace is with you. So, really, I mean, brother, our appearance is one thing. But if you do not have knowledge of God, you truly lose a lot in life. So this pillar talk about the life of Rachel. I cannot find any positive things in Rachel's life. Now, these pillars also talk about the end of life. Now, I don't have time because time is up. You know, you all know that Rachel died when he gave birth to a baby, right? And the maidservant thought, "Oh, you know what? Congratulations, you got a baby boy." But what did Rachel name the boy? Then the boy, Ben-Omin. Ben-Omin means that son of sorrow, right? So at that time, he was very sorrow, actually, because he don't want to die that young. You know, she's not old. Her life, you know, a long future. Why? So he was crying. And later on, in Matthew chapter 2, recorded about this. His crying was so famous. Even Matthew chapter 2 talk about, you know, when he killed all the babies, right? Matthew quote this verse. Everybody here, you hear the Rachel crying for the baby. So you can see, Rachel died in a very sorrowful way, but the husband do not like the name, Son of Sorrow. That's why he changed from Ben-Omin to Benjamin. Benjamin. Benjamin means son of right hand. Oh, son of right hand. Son of... But, so we can see, Rachel was a very pitiful woman. Can you imagine that a woman who are fully loved, supposed to be the luckiest woman in the whole world, but she lived a very miserable life because of his immature competition, lack of knowledge. So sister, don't do that. Be satisfied with what you have. Have the knowledge of God. When you die, you shall smile and close your eyes. Right? Don't like, oh, I don't want to go. I'm so miserable. Let's pray.